జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద ఓం అజ్ఞానతిం రాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ సక్షురుణ్మిలితం జైన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనతారినం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఆన్ ద మోస్ట్ ఆస్పిషియస్ అకేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద అపీరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, వీఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ వేరియస్ వండర్ఫుల్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. టుడే వీఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుస్ సౌత్ ఇండియా యాత్ర. చైతన్య మహాప్రభు టుక్ సన్యాస్ ఇన్ ద ఇయర్ 1510 అట్ ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ 24. సో ఈ టుక్ సన్యాస్ ఇన్ ద మంత్ ఆఫ్ మాఘ్, శుక్లపక్ష మాఘ్ మాస్ 1510. అండ్ ఈ వెంట్ టు పూరి, ఈ యాక్చువల్లీ వాంటెడ్ టు గో టు బృందావన్ బై ద అరేంజ్మెంట్ బై ద డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ నిత్యానంద ప్రభు అండ్ ద రిక్వెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ సచిమాత. సో ఈ వెంట్ టు పూరి ఇన్ ఫాల్గొన్ మంత్ నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ అండ్ ఇన్ ద చైత్ర మంత్ ఈ లిబరేటెడ్ సార్వభౌమ భట్టాచార్య. సార్వభౌమ భట్టాచార్య వాస్ ఎ ఇంపర్సనలిస్ట్. ఈ లిబరేటెడ్ హిమ్ అండ్ మేడ్ హిమ్ ఎ డివోటీ ఇన్ చైత్ర మంత్ అండ్ నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ వైశాఖ్ ఈ వాంటెడ్ టు గో టు సౌత్ ఇండియా. సో ఈ సబ్మిటెడ్ ఇస్ డిజైర్ టు గో టు సౌత్ ఇండియా సేయింగ్ దట్ ఈ వాంటెడ్ టు ఫైండ్ ఈస్ ఎల్డర్ బ్రదర్ విశ్వరూప్. విశ్వరూప్ took sannyas at a early age and he went, and after that nobody knew what happened to him. Somebody said he went to South India, etc. So he said that no, I want to go to South India and find out. South India is such a big place, you are going to try it, find one person, where he is you don't even know. But then Chaitanya said yes, I want to do that. So when the devotees heard that Lord Chaitanya wanted to go, that also he said, I don't want all this crowd, I want to go alone. Leave me alone, peaceful. So the devotees headed by Nityananda Prabhu, they are very unhappy. And Nityananda Prabhu put forward, please, don't do that. If you want to go, better you take me with you. Why? Because I know all the routes of South India. I went along with Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri took Nityananda Prabhu when he was a young man. So he took as assistant. So he said, I know all the routes, where are the different places. Please you take me so that I will take care of you. But Lord Chaitanya said, no, I don't need crowd. I want to be going alone. Then Nityananda Prabhu submitted, you are the Supreme Lord, you can do what you want to do, but it is our duty to give a, proposal. He said, if you don't want to take many of us, at least you take two devotees with you. At least two devotees to assist you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not agree to that also. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, this is the final proposal. I will give this one devotee, Krishna Das. You take with you. Why? Because whenever you go to places, you dance in ecstasy and you forget about the external world. And sannyasi is supposed to carry minimum requirement of one water pot, kamandal, and spare clothes. Even that, if you forget it and you faint, nobody will know what is happening and it will be very difficult. So, at least you take this one devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda, I actually wanted to go to Vrindavan. You made a tricky way and you brought me to Shantipur. And there my mother has requested me, I came to Puri. And now I want to go, you are still not leaving me. Somehow or other you are influencing me. But then, at the end, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted not to displease them completely. He said, okay, I will take this Krishna Das. One person is okay. Generally, a sannyasi needs some help. Sannyasi going alone is not good also. What is he doing? We don't know. Prabhupada's system is that even devotees, even to go to preach, one more devotee goes along with him so that somebody else knows what you are doing, especially sannyasis, characters should be, without any tint of any kind of even suspicion. Forget about some truth in it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, I will take this Krishna Das. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to take his permission. Before leaving, you'll have to take permission and blessings. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just became a devotee, fired up. Young devotee is fired up, new devotee. He said, just now you liberated me, you made me a devotee, now you want to leave, what is this? No, you please stay for some more days, give your association. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed 5 more days, taking service of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Every day Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would cook wonderful items and feed him. So after that 5 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Jagannath. He wanted to take permission from Jagannath also. He went and he was looking at Lord Jagannath. As he was looking at the pujari, Panda came and he gave him the garland of Lord Jagannath and Mahaprasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it as a permission given by Lord Jagannath for going to South India Yatra. With that, Lord Chaitanya circumambulated Lord Jagannath and then he started the South Indian Yatra, going towards south, and first he reached Alarnath. So in Alarnath, Lord Chaitanya took darshan of Lord Vishnu, four-handed form, and he was in ecstasy. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that Lord Chaitanya visited so many temples. Wherever he visited, he just would go in ecstasy. He would chant and dance wildly and he will forget about his external consciousness. This was the case in every single temple, without exception, everywhere. So in this way, So Nityananda Prabhu and other devotees actually accompanied Lord Chaitanya to Alarnath. So in Alarnath, when Lord Nityananda saw Lord Chaitanya dancing and chanting, Lord Nityananda spoke. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu kahe bhakta jaan, yehi rupe nitya age habe grama gram. Lord Nityananda said, this same way of dancing and chanting is going to spread all over the world very soon. Nityananda Prabhu. He already predicted in 15 times. Lord Chaitanya has predicted that is there. But Nityananda Prabhu said this kind of chanting and dancing is going to go to all villages, village after village, all over the world. So next day Lord Chaitanya departed from Alarnath, and the devotees, as he told, nobody should follow me now. Only Krishnadas can follow. So when Lord Chaitanya departed from there, many devotees actually fainted. They fell unconscious. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, Lord Chaitanya did not look back. What's happening? In fact, when Lord Chaitanya left Jagannath Puri, Saramam Bhattacharya fainted. He didn't even look back. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, Lord Chaitanya would act sometimes like a lotus petal. His heart was like lotus petal. Sometimes it was like thunderbolt. Strong, heavy. Depending upon situation, he was applying that. So even though he could have turned and pacified the devotee, he said, no, I don't want to spend more time on pacifying. He left. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya started the tour of South India with one assistant, that is Krishnadas. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, when Lord Chaitanya would walk, he would continuously keep chanting different names of Krishna. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Lord Chaitanya was chanting this. So we will all chant together. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahima. These all words Lord Chaitanya was continuously chanting while he was traveling. Asking the Lord to protect him and asking the Lord to maintain him. Raksha and Pahi, with Krishna and Rama's name. Wherever he would see the people, he would immediately say, Hari, Hari, and they will also chant Hari, Hari. And he would embrace some people, and as soon as he would embrace, they would go into ecstasy. Their body will tremble and know the hair standing on the head. And they will chant Hari, Hari. And he would, by embracing, inspire them and enliven them and empower them. And they would go to different villages and they will start preaching. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, when Lord Chaitanya was in Navadvip, he was not bestowing that kind of mercy on the people there. Whereas when he was traveling in South India, wherever he went, he made the people Krishna conscious, either by seeing him, or by hearing him, or by their touch, or getting Mahaprasad. People were inspired, and they were continuously chanting Krishna's name. So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya reached Kurma Kshetra. Kurma Kshetra, Lord Kurma is worshipped there. And this is the same place where Ramanuja Acharya was transferred from Jagannath Puri when he wanted to change the system of worship for Lord Jagannath. Jagannath said, I am okay with this, you better go to Kurma Kshetra. Transferred overnight, instantaneously. So in this place there is a Brahmana known as Kurma Brahman. So Lord Chaitanya, as usual, was chanting and dancing and went into ecstasy. So Kurma Brahmana invited Lord Chaitanya to his house. He said, please come to my house and take prasadam in my house. So he took him to his house and he washed Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. He drank the water and distributed to his entire family. So then next day Lord Chaitanya was leaving. So Kurma Brahmana said, my dear Lord, this misery of the material world is unlimited waves, is too much suffering. Better I go with you. I want to go with you. Please take me along with you. He said, already I had so many servants, I told them to stay there. How am I going to take you? I have only one servant. I promise that. So, Lord Chaitanya said, it is not necessary. You don't have to go with me. You stay where you are. Shri Shri Radharas Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Basmanuman ki, Shri Shri Gornitai ki. So this verse on the board is spoken by Lord Chaitanya to Kurma Brahman. So we will recite this verse, very famous verse. Yaradaka Taraka Krishna Upadesh. Yare deka tarekaha Krishna upade. Amaragya guruhana tara yeide. Amaragya guruhana tara yeide. Yare deka tarekaha Krishna upade. Amaragya guruhana taraye ide. Yare deka tarekaha Krishna upade. Amaragya guruhana taraye ide. Tare deka tare kaha Krishna upade. Amaragya guruhana tare ide. Tare deka tare kaha Krishna upade. Amaragya guruhana tare ide. Mataji's translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Purport by His Divine Grace. This is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join the society. But that is not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If one is a little literate, one can read Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam. That is so much better. These works are now available in an English translation and are done very authoritatively to appeal to all classes of men. instead of living engrossed in material activities, people throughout the world should take advantage of this movement and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at home with their families. One should also refrain from sinful activities, illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. Out of these four items, illicit sex is very sinful. Every person must get married. Every woman especially must get married. If the woman outnumber the men, some men can accept more than one wife. In that way, there will be no prostitution in the society. If men can marry more than one wife, illicit sex will be stopped. One can also produce many nice preparations to offer to Krishna, grains, fruits, flowers and milk. Why should one indulge in unnecessary meat eating and maintain horrible slaughterhouses? What is the use of smoking and drinking tea and coffee? People are already intoxicated by material enjoyment. And if they indulge in further intoxication, what chance is there for self-realization? Similarly, one should not partake in gambling and unnecessarily agitate the mind. The real purpose of human life is to attain the spiritual platform and return to Godhead. This is the summum bonum of spiritual realization. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to elevate human society to the perfection of life by pursuing the method described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his advice to the Brahmana Kurma. That is, one should stay at home, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and preach the instruction of Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya preached Kurma Brahmana to stay at home wherever you are, be there. By staying there and practicing Krishna consciousness, you become Krishna conscious, you make others Krishna conscious. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya left that place. As Lord Chaitanya left this Kurma Kshetra, one devotee named Vasudeva, he was a leper, and he heard that Lord Chaitanya came to Kurma Kshetra. So he came to Kurma Kshetra. By the time he reached, Lord Chaitanya already left the place. So he was fainting and crying, saying that I am already an unfortunate person, but now my unfortune is so much that I can't even get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. So as he was crying and lamenting, Lord Chaitanya returned back. No other place he returned back. Wherever he left, even people faint. People of the stature of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted. He never returned back. He just went forward. Whereas Vasudeva Vipra, he fainted and he was crying and he came back. And he actually, this Vasudeva, many of us have already read so many times, he was so compassionate to the worms in the wounds of his body. His body was oozing. Pus, so much pus was there, so much wound. There are living worms. Kida. And sometimes it is so many that they used to fall out of his body. He was so compassionate towards that even the worms that if he fall out of my body, how will you survive? He will take the worm and put it back into the body. So Lord Chaitanya came back and his body was so contaminated, he actually embraced him. He said, "Oh, what are you doing? I just wanted to see you. I didn't want to embrace from you. It's embarrassing for me." As Lord Chaitanya embraced him, his body completely turned into a very beautiful body with all the leprosy immediately vanishing from his body. He saw that. It's like mysticism. He said, "My dear Lord, you are so merciful. You turned me like this. But I may become proud because you have treated me. I got the direct mercy of the Lord and my body became so beautiful. I may be proud. Please tell me what should I do so that the pride doesn't take over me." Lord Chaitanya said, if the pride doesn't come and conquer you, you keep chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra incessantly. Incessantly, continuously, all the time. Kirtaneya Sadahari. If you are busy chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, other things like pride, envy, etc. will not come, so don't worry about that. And whenever you get some time, you preach the message of Lord Krishna. So in this way, you will be saved from the worry of being proud of it. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya gave mercy to Vasudeva Vipra. And from there, Lord Chaitanya took his yatra further down south. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes various places that Lord Chaitanya visited, but they are not in chronological order. It's not that one after another, because sometimes Lord Chaitanya is described to be visiting something down south, again he comes to Andhra Pradesh. He didn't come actually, he visited. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita based upon the notes given by, you know, Swarup Damodar Goswami. Places visited were there, but chronology is not maintained. So in that way, there are, you know, places geographically are, you know, different in location, but they are not visited chronologically. So Lord Chaitanya went to Simhachalam near Vishakhapatnam. There he sang the prayers for Lord Narasimhadev. Sri Nishimha, Jai Nishimha, Jai Jai Nishimha, Praladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma, Bhranga. He was chanting and dancing in ecstasy. From there he came to Godavari. When he saw Godavari, he was feeling it is Yamuna. And he saw the forest around, he thought it was Vrindavan. Wherever he was seeing the river, he was always in the consciousness of Yamuna. So there, Sarvam Bhattacharya, when Lord Chaitanya was leaving, he told him, when you are going to south, you please meet one devotee named Ramananda Roy. He was actually a great devotee, but I didn't know that he was a devotee, so I used to make fun with him when he was in Jagannath Puri, because he was an impersonalist at that time. Now that you made me a devotee, I know that fellow is a very wonderful devotee. You please meet him, Ramananda Roy, who was actually governor of Madras. So, the discussion between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya itself is a class by itself. So, we will not go into the details of the discussion between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, when he saw Ramananda Roy, is like a Shudra. He is working under the king of Puri and taking care of administrative activity. Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi. Sannyasis are not supposed to really too closely associate with Shudras. But then, Lord Chaitanya, you know, when he saw, he wanted to run and embrace him, but because so many people are there, he couldn't. But in seclusion, he started embracing him and exhibited various symptoms of ecstasy. And there is a discussion between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya asks, what is the ultimate goal in life? Ultimate goal in life. So, Ramananda Roy started with following the Varnashrama Dharma as the ultimate goal, and Lord Chaitanya used to say this external, go further. So, Ramananda Roy went step by step, how to offer the fruits of the activities, he said no further. How to surrender Sarva Dharma and Parityajya, go further. Devotion with knowledge, go further. Pure devotion without speculative knowledge, go further. Ecstatic love for Krishna, anything further? Spontaneous loving service in Dasya Bhav, further. Sakya Bhav, further. Vatsalya Bhav, further. Madhurya Bhav, is there anything further? Then, Ramananda Roy said, actually nobody ever inquired about this in this world. And you are asking. But I am like a puppet in your hand. It is you who is speaking through me. So if you would like, I will describe something more. So, Ramananda Roy goes further to describe about prema vilasa vivarth, the bewilderment in ecstasy of separation. So he went further and further. Lord Chaitanya said, okay, you stop it, you close this mouth, stop it, because Lord Chaitanya was already in that mood, so he could not tolerate it. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya stayed for several days discussing with Ramananda Roy various wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna. And he told him, you better resign from this job and you come and join me in Puri when I come back from South India Yatra. Lord Chaitanya gave different instruction to different people. Kurma Brahmana, he said, where you are, you be there. But Ramananda Roy said, you resign and come back and join me in Jagannath Puri. So from there, Lord Chaitanya went to Sri Shailam, where he took darshan of Lord Shiva. One interesting thing in South India Yatra of Lord Chaitanya is that Lord Chaitanya visited every temple. Shiva temple, Devi temple, Vishnu temple obviously. And he met Buddhists also, Mayavadis, Buddhist, Jain. He met all kinds of people, and the whole and sole purpose was to give them association and make them devotees. He went to Lord Shiva's temple, Vaishnavanam Yathasambhu. Whoever is worshipping there, he made them devotees also. So in this way, from Sri Shailam, Ahobilam, Skandakshetra, no, Lord Muruga. In South India, there is, especially in Tamil Nadu, there are a lot of temples of Muruga. He went there also. And then he went to a place called Siddhavatha, where Lord Ramchandra is worshipped. There is one devotee who was a Ram Bhakta. He was always chanting the name of Ram from the very childhood. Ram, 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 all the time. So after visiting this place and giving association to this devotee, Lord Chaitanya went to a couple of more places, and when he came back to the same Siddhavatha, and this fellow was chanting the name Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya said, hey, wait a minute, when I came here you were chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. Now again I am coming, you are chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. What happened to you? Ram, Ramadas Vipra, he said that, my dear Lord, from the childhood I was trying to chant the names of Rama. But I saw you once, and you made me to chant the name Krishna once. Only once you made me to chant. And because of chanting this name Krishna once, now my tongue is automatically chanting the name of Krishna only. I don't even know why I am not chanting Ram's name. And as I chant more and more, I am getting closer and closer to names of Krishna. And the name of Ram is going farther and farther. I don't know. You must be knowing. You please tell me what is happening. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya smiled at him and said, you continue chanting this, no problem. You are not in trouble. You are okay. So from there, Lord Chaitanya went down south, where some Buddhist came to see Lord Chaitanya. When they saw Lord Chaitanya dancing and making people to chant the name and in ecstasy, they thought that, what is this fellow? What is he doing? So we will defeat this person in argument. They said that, we want to discuss with you. Yes? What do you want to discuss? Then there was a discussion between this Buddhist priest and Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya thoroughly defeated him. And everybody laughed. When everybody laughed, whoever was assembled, the Buddhist monk, he was very ashamed. He said that, we should insult this person somehow or other. Then they said that, okay, they went and came back with a big plate. They said, this is Mahaprasad. Please take this. It is stated, it is not actually Mahaprasad. It is contaminated food. Something, I don't know what contaminated. Contaminated food, not fit to be consumed by a devotee. Brought in a big plate. As they were trying to hand over this plate to Lord Chaitanya, there was a big bird came and picked up this plate and flew in the sky. They said, all right. Along with the entire plate of Mahaprasad. And then this bird went up and dropped the whole thing on this group of Buddhists, having so many disciples. On them it fell down. And the plate, heavy plate, it dropped on the head of this priest, monk, chief of the Buddhists there. And as it dropped on the head, he got injured on the head injury. Serious. He fell unconscious. So all the Buddhist followers, they came to Lord Chaitanya and they fell down at his lotus feet. Please, please forgive us. We have committed an offense at your lotus feet. Our Guruji, halat dekho. He is like this. Please save him. Please, Lord Chaitanya said, there is only one way to save him. What is that? You please go to your Guruji, all of you, go and chant in his ears, Krishna, 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 like that. If you chant nicely, and then he will get revived. You go and do it. So these all Buddhists, they were never chanting Hare Krishna. They never wanted to chant Krishna's name. But now at least to revive their guru, they have to do it. So they all went to the ears of this Buddhist guru and chanted, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. As they all of them chanted, he got up. And they all, all Buddhists started chanting Hare Krishna. As this was happening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from that place without anybody's notice. Where is Chaitanya? Hare? Come. He didn't want to give further association. Enough. You chanted Hare Krishna, that is good enough. So from there, Lord Chaitanya went to Tirupati, Balaji Darshan, and Mangalgiri. Next to Tirupati is mentioned Mangalgiri. Yeah? Mangalgiri is near Vijayawada. He is not going to come back to Vijayawada. Mangalgiri may be before. Where Lord Narasimha, he accepts a drink known as Panaka. Jaggery and pepper and a drink on Narasimha Chaturdasi, sometimes we make Panaka. If you pour one cup of Panaka into the mouth of Lord Narasimha Dev, half cup will come as Mahaprasad. So Panaka Narasimha. Then he went to Shiva Kanchi and Vishnu Kanchi, Kanchipuram, where Ramanujacharya exhibited his pastimes as a grihastha serving Lord Varadaraj. So from there, Pakshitirtha, Kalastri also he went. Kalastri is near Tirupati. Pakshitirtha is a Shiva temple. He specifically went. It's actually out of the way. If you want to go to South India, from Kanchipuram, it is not on the way to go to Madurai or anywhere. He went to Pakshitirtha, which is near Mahabalipuram. And from there, went to Kumbakonam. Then came to Sri Rangam. Sri Rangam, Rangakshetra, took bath in Kaveri. And he went to the Lord Ranganath temple and he was chanting and dancing. The chief priest Venkata Bhat, when he saw Lord Chaitanya, he was very much moved. So he invited him to take lunch in his house. And he also informed that Chaturmasya arrived. My dear Lord, Chaturmasya already started. You have to stay here in my house for 4 months and please give your association. So Lord Chaitanya, certainly all the sannyasis, they may keep traveling throughout the year, but when Chaturmasya comes, wherever they are, they stay in that place. They don't travel during monsoon season. So in Sri Rangam, also there is a wonderful pastime of Lord Chaitanya meeting the Brahmana, who was not very literate, not expert, not a scholar, but he was reading the Bhagavad Gita with his own way of making mistakes of pronunciation in various words. And all the assembled so-called scholars used to make fun of him. Isko padhne ke liye bhi nahi aata hai. This word he cannot even pronounce properly. And he didn't really get bothered by such comments. But when he was reading, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed that his eyes were filled with tears and his body was trembling and hairs were standing on end and exhibiting various symptoms of ecstasy. He went to him and asked, "My dear sir, what are you doing?" And he said, "I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita. I am not a great scholar. I don't know. Many times I make mistake. I know that also. But simply my Guru Maharaj told me, you read Bhagavad Gita, I am reading." "Oh, really? But what is this? Why are you crying? What is your feeling?" So this Brahmana said, "Actually, what makes me to feel all these emotions are that when I see Lord Krishna as a chariot driver, driving the chariot of his own devotee, Arjuna, and the instruction he is giving to him, whenever I see the way Krishna is dealing with Arjuna, somehow or other I feel all these symptoms. I don't know why, but I can't help it. I tried to stop it, but it's not stopping. It's coming naturally. What can I do?" Lord Chaitanya embraced him and he said that, "Actually, you know the actual meaning of Bhagavad Gita. All these people are reciting exact perfect meter and right pronunciation without a mistake in Sanskrit pronunciation. It is not that what matters to have the real meaning of Gita. And what you are doing, this is wonderful." He embraced him and he actually taught him Bhagavad Gita now. Lord Chaitanya himself is teaching Bhagavad Gita to him. And In that way, he gave mercy to the Brahmana. Also, there is a wonderful discussion between Venkata Bhat. Venkata Bhat was serving Lord Chaitanya every day, and sometime they became so friendly that Lord Chaitanya used to very jokingly speak to him. So one fine day, Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, my dear Venkata, you are Lakshmi." He is worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. "Your Lakshmi sometimes wants to join in the Rasa Leela pastime of my Krishna." "Your Lakshmi, my Krishna." "So what is, why she wants to join?" Venkata Bhat said, "My dear Lord, you know everything, but you are asking me. Please let me also tell what is wrong. She is chaste. Lord Krishna is none other than Narayana. So Lord Krishna joining in, Lord Krishna not a problem. He is not wanting to join in dance with somebody else, you know. It is same Narayana only." But then Lord Chaitanya said, "Even though she wants, Bhagavatam says that Lord Krishna in the Rasa Leela pastime, he embraces the gopis with his hands, which are like snakes. And that is not even available to Lakshmi ji." He said, "See, Lakshmi is not able to get that. Unless even Lakshmi wants to join, unless she becomes a gopi, it is not possible to join. Whereas Lakshmi wanted to join in Krishna's Rasa Leela, whereas the gopis, when Lord Krishna left the Rasa Leela pastime, all the gopis were searching for Lord Krishna. Then Krishna himself took two more hands actually. It is Krishna himself. It's not Narayana from Vaikuntha. It is Krishna himself with four hands. When he was sitting there, all the gopis went and asked, "Did you find Krishna anywhere?" They were not very much moved, even if Krishna comes in the four-handed form. Yes, they want to see him only in the two-handed form playing on the flutes. So Lord Chaitanya said, "You see, gopis, they don't want to come to Vaikuntha Loka and they stay there, but whereas Lakshmi is coming, wanting to join the pastimes of Lord Krishna in dancing." So in this way, Venkata Bhat said that, "My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You say what you are saying is the truth. What am I going to say?" So in this way, Lord Chaitanya spent his Chaturmasya time in Srirangam. So from there, Lord Chaitanya went to Madurai, the Mathura of South. So in Madurai, there was a devotee called Ramadas. He is a devotee of Lord Ram. So he invited him, "Please come to my house for lunch." Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay." So he went to his house and he was just like, he was in a different world. There is no cooking happening. "Sir, kitchen mein toh kuch ho nahi raha hai, banaya bhi nahi hai." So he waited for some more time and he said, "Ramdas, what is happening? Any cooking you are doing?" Ramdas said that, "We are living in forest. Lakshman has gone to collect the roots and vegetables and all. When he comes, the cooking will happen. Don't worry." "Acha, theek hai." So then, after some time, slowly he managed this and that, and he made something and he gave it to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, "What is the problem? Why you are like this?" It became like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This Ramadas said, "Why are you having this kind of feeling? You don't seem to be not normal." Ramadas said, "Whenever I think that this Ravana, the demon Ravana, out there, he touched Mother Sita, who is the mother of the entire universe. Whenever I feel that this fellow touched and took her to Lanka, I feel so much depressed, so much sadness. I can't do anything else. I am always feeling, all day and night he is feeling like that." Lord Chaitanya said, "He didn't take real Sita. It is not true." But he was not even eating. After feeding Lord Chaitanya, he was not eating. He said, no, he didn't take the real Sita. What he took is Maya Sita. I am telling you, you better take your meal now. Prasad, take your prasad." He half-heartedly took some prasad. And then Lord Chaitanya went to Rameshwaram and Dhanushkoti. Dhanushkoti is one of the four dhams. So actually Dhanushkoti is the dham. Now it's Rameshwaram. Rameshwaram and Dhanushkoti are two different places. Dhanushkoti is the place where Ramachandra broke the bridge between, mainland and Sri Lanka. Dhanushkoti. Now Dhanushkoti, nothing is there because of the devastation of 1960s flood once. So there, Lord Chaitanya went and took bath, and then in the temple Rameshwaram, they had some manuscripts of Kurma Puran, in which it is stated that when Sita was trying to cross the Lakshman Rekha, so fire, she went into the fire god, shelter of fire god, and fire god delivered a Maya Sita. And what Ravana touched and took was actually Maya Sita. It's mentioned in Kurma Puran. So Lord Chaitanya took this Kurma Puran text from Rameshwaram, and he came back to Madurai and he delivered to him, see this, now you have authoritative information from Kurma Puran that Ravana never took real Sita, it's only Maya Sita. So Ramadas was very happy, and then he cooked a very nice feast for Lord Chaitanya. He didn't wait for Lakshman to collect roots and fruits and vegetables from the forest. Made a feast and fed Lord Chaitanya. Then Lord Chaitanya went down south, Tenkasi, Kanyakumari, and in Kerala when he went, the Krishna Das was allured by Bhattadaris, gypsies, a kind of gypsies. Krishna Das is in the personal service of Lord Chaitanya. And he is in the association of Lord Chaitanya. In spite of that, these gypsies are, like people who are don't have any permanent home. They move from one place to another place. And he was attracted by a gypsy girl. Maya is so powerful. Even one is an associate of the Lord, personally serving the Lord. He went behind gypsies, leaving behind Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, are you kidding me, assistant? Gypsy girl was there. Then Lord Chaitanya went to the gypsies and said that, hey, give me my servant back. I brought him, I cannot leave it like that. They were trying to attack him. They were coming, Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, with his mystic power, when they were trying to attack, the weapon fell down from their hand and it fell down on their body only. It was hurting them. As they were hurt in this way, Lord Chaitanya caught hold of Krishnadas' hair and he dragged him out of this Bhattadari. He must have caught hold of his shikai. Rascal, tumko main leke aaya. He is going behind Bhattadari. He saved him and brought him back. So from there, Lord Chaitanya went to Adikeshava temple. Adikeshava temple, we have very less time, so I will make fast forward. From Adikeshava temple, Lord Chaitanya got Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita, very, very important literature for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, establishing Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he got the text from there. From there, he went to Ananta Padmanabh in Trivandrum. And he went to Udupi. In Udupi, he met the Tattvavadis, Madhvas. And there he had a discussion with the Guru of present, that time Guru of Tattvavadis, Madhvas. What is the ultimate purpose in life? He said that we should follow Varnashrama Dharma. By following Varnashrama Dharma, then you will get liberated and you will get one of the five liberation that is mentioned in the scripture. Lord Chaitanya then went about establishing how, by means of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, nine steps of devotional service, one can surrender to Krishna, and by surrendering to Krishna, one can achieve the fifth Purusharta. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Dharma, sir, Varnashrama Dharma stage, Artha, Kama, Moksha, liberation. Whereas Prema, Panchama Purushartha, fifth Purushartha is love of Godhead. So you can get the love of Godhead by performing devotional service. He established that. From there, Lord Chaitanya went to Gokarna, Kolhapur, coming to Maharashtra. Then Pandharpur. Lord Chaitanya came to Pandharpur. There he met Sri Rangapuri, disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So when Sri Rangapuri met Lord Chaitanya, by seeing the ecstasy that Lord Chaitanya was manifesting, you may be somewhat connected to Madhavendra Puri. It is only the Madhavendra Puri who first manifested the ecstatic symptom of love of Godhead. Before that it was unknown. So then, Sri Rangapuri mentioned how he was serving Madhavendra Puri, and he knew about Ishwara Puri. Then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, Ishwara Puri, he is my guru. Oh, now I know why you are manifesting ecstatic symptom of Godhead. Then Sri Rangapuri mentioned that once I went with Ishwara Puri as well as Madhavendra Puri to Navadeep. So in Navadeep, we went to the house of Jagannath Mishra. Lord Chaitanya was listening. Out of Jagannath Mishra, wonderful Brahmana there, and his wife Sachi Mata, the mother of the whole universe, she cooked a very nice prasad. Even now I remember one item, a sabji made of banana flowers. Banana flower, banana ka flower hota hai. So from there you can make a sabji. You won't get that sabji here. You have to go to Bengal or Madras. In Madras also you get. So I even remember now Sachi Mata. And this Sachi Mata's son, Vishwarupa, who was known as Shankararanya, he took sannyas. And this Shankararanya actually achieved perfection in this Pandharpur. If you remember, the purpose of Lord Chaitanya, which he told every devotee, is that to find out Vishwarupa. And Vishwarupa, after sannyas, he was known as Shankararanya. Then Lord Chaitanya said, I am none other than the Shankararanya's brother in my previous ashram when he was a grahastha. And I am none other than another son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi whom you have recollected. So in this way, when Sri Rangapuri knew that this person is connected to already known people, he was very much happy. And Lord Chaitanya was also very much happy to know that, at least for the external world, that the position of his brother Vishwarupa. So from there, Lord Chaitanya went to Narmada, Dandakaranya, where he liberated the seven huge trees from the time of Ramachandra, Saptatala. And also, we went to Panchavati, Nasik, Trambakeshwar. We went to Trambakeshwar also. And during this visit here, he came across a Brahmana on the banks of the river Bhima, who was having Krishna Karnamrita. Krishna Karnamrita is one of the another wonderful literature for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This is written by Billo Mangala Thakur. It is said that Billo Mangala Thakur was living on the banks of that river. So Lord Chaitanya collected that book also. So in the entire South Indian Yatra, he collected two scriptures and he brought back. Kurma Purani collector, that is for the Ramadas Brahmana. It is not anything special about Gaudiya Vaishnavism. For Gaudiya Vaishnavism, this Brahma Samhita from Adikeshava temple and Krishna Karnamrita from the Bhima River bank. So he brought these two and he came back to Vidyanagar and met Ramananda Roy and he gave him these two books. See, whatever you spoke about the ultimate goal of life, Krishna Prem, these are all substantiated by these two books. Please keep this book and make sure that this book is read by others. So in this way, Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya spent a few days and then Ramananda Roy informed Lord Chaitanya that I already wrote a letter, resignation letter to King of Puri and he already granted the resignation, so I am ready to retire. Then Lord Chaitanya says, oh, very nice, let us go together. He said, no. If I have to go, I'll have to go with a big group. You first go, then I'll come and join you in Jagannath Puri. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya came with Krishnadas, and when they reached Alarnath, he sent Krishnadas to inform all the devotees that he is returning back. So Krishnadas went and informed all the devotees headed by Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya and other devotees, they came and received Lord Chaitanya and took him to Jagannath Puri, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was waiting to serve him, served him lunch and massaged his feet, and then Lord Chaitanya told him, you told me to meet Ramananda Roy, it was a very good thing, he's a very nice devotee. He said, yes, I know, that is why I told you to meet. And he explained about what are the different things he discussed with him. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya, after doing the tour of South India, came back to Jagannath Puri to carry forward with other pastimes there. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Gaura Purnima Mahamahotsav ki, Sai Gaura Premanande. Jagan Prabhu, you want to add something? At least in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita it is not written. So, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he very openly admits that whatever he is writing is based upon some information he got. And the information mostly came from Sarup Damodar Goswami's diary. So, one who accompanied Lord Chaitanya was Krishnadas. Nobody else was there. And whatever information is given, based upon some information he got from others. It could be in some other books written by other devotees, it could be there. But at least in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is not there. So I only refer to Chaitanya Charitamrita. So based upon that, there is not a mention of Mumbadevi. Right? It may be. Where? Chaitanya Charitamrita? Huh? Mahaprabhu came to Mike?
Hare Krishna. So in one of the purport, Prabhupada says that in Surparka Tirth is now called as Supara. It is in Thane. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada.
Okay. So Nalla Supara congregation is very fortunate then. Unko thoda encourage karna padega. Acha, here, Jugu also. Actually, Lord Chaitanya walked in all over South India. It is very difficult to say which place is touched by the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and which place is not. So wherever it is touched, the entire vicinity is spiritualized. Mumbadevi. Mumbadevi may be aya. Bhantirtha. Lord Ramchandra came to Bhan Ganga. Bombay is not also a holy place, by the way. So don't think it is a materialistic place. Lord Ramachandra came, Lord Chaitanya came. So what else you want? So now, Pandavas came. So it is the Bombay Tirtha.
Yeah, it is here. Surparkha is about 26 miles north of Bombay. In Maharashtra provision near Bombay is a district known as Thana. And a place known as Supara. Are you nahi yaar? Wo to theek hai. Nalasvara bol diya, theek hai. Wo Mumbai. Usne payar hai. He came Mumbai Devi Darshan. Wo payar pura hai. Hai.
Anyway,
I read
because it is so three chapters. I was going only through the translations. Purport I didn't go through much to get the notes. Anyway,
you
can safely assume he was in this area, so there should not be any reason not to become Krishna conscious.
No, you gave very good, accurate. Maybe you should type it and give to us so when South India we go, we can go at least, you know, have darshan.
South India, it's one of the important thing is Lord Chaitanya. I'm surprised. Every temple he visited. Shiva temple. Because in Madhva Sampradaya, they never go to any demigod temple. They'll only go to Vishnu temple.
But he loves everybody. Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani. He went to purify everybody.
Devi temple, Ganesh temple, Skanda temple, he went wherever. It is said that wherever he went, by seeing Lord Chaitanya, they became devotees. They became devotees. By seeing Lord Chaitanya dancing, by chanting, all he made every. Whomever came in touch with Lord Chaitanya, they became devotees. Haradas? Question? Prasanniti?
Gauranga.
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 जैसे अब बोले कि लेक्चर में वो जो ब्राह्मण जब दुखी हो गया था कि सीता माया को चोरी कर लेगा भगवान बोले नहीं सीता माता को चोरी नहीं है वो माया सीता है उधर कैसे तुलसीदास जी लिखा है राम रसायन तुम्हारे पार्श्व सदा रो रघुपति के दास था जब हनुमान जी लंका में गए थे तो सीता माता ने हनुमान जी को आशीर्वाद दिया तो वो कौन सा सीता ये कौन सा सीता है
जो सीता सीता तो गया है रियल सीता अग्नि अग्नि का पास में था, ठीक है ना। जब भी सीता गया, इट इज नॉट दैट इट इज लाइक ए रोबो और समथिंग एल्स, जो भी सीता का फिजिकल मतलब सीता, इट इज नथिंग लाइक बॉडी एंड सोल सेपरेट, अंडरस्टैंड, ट्रांसेंडेंटल, बट स्टिल वो सीता का जो भी कॉन्शियसनेस, लेट अस से कॉन्शियस,
इंग्लिश बोले इंग्लिश समझते,
इंग्लिश में समझ, हाँ इतना साल इस कान में रखा, इंग्लिश भी नहीं समझ सकता है क्या? सो द यू नो इवन दो माया सीता वेंट, बट स्टिल शी वॉज बिहेविंग लाइक एक्चुअल सीता, नहीं तो उनको मालूम पड़ जाता ना नकली करके, उनको मालूम ही नहीं होना चाहिए। तो माया सीता तो गया, बट जो सीता जो भी करता था, दैट ऑल्सो शी वॉज डूइंग एग्जैक्टली। सो वेन हनुमान केम एंड ही गेव द रिंग ऑफ लॉर्ड राम, सो शी कुड रिकग्नाइज इट इज नॉट रियल सीता, बट ऑल द माइंड कॉन्शियसनेस एंड थिंकिंग एटसेट्रा शी वॉज डूइंग एग्जैक्टली लाइक द ओरिजिनल सीता। उनको सिक्का की बेज ऐसा ऐसा करना है करके, तो who went is माया सीता, but behaving exactly like actual सीता, so he is putting Ravana in Maya, you know. If it is not behaving like Sita, then you would have not be in that consciousness. So that way, Maya Sita acting like real Sita was drama. Oh, किसी को बोलेगा you act like me, then you tell what are the different thing to be acted, you know. So you have to act like that. श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की, श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की, गौर पूर्णिमा महामहोत्सव की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे।